Okay, we're on Lamed Beis Omer Aleph, towards the second big line. Omer Abavo, Omer Abelazer, Mitnei Manena Shavrom Avinu, V'nishtab Dubon of L'Mitzrayim Mosayim V'Esher Shonim. What did Avram Avinu do that he was punished, that his children should be in Shibud Mitzrayim for 210 years? So the Gemara says, Mitnei Sha'osa Engariya B'Talmidei Chachomim. Because he took the Talmidei Chachamim who were learning in his house and he put them in the army for a night, for 6 hours to save Lot. Very relevant to current events. So Shmuel Omar, Mitnei Shehifriz al Midos of Shalakarish Baruch, he questioned the Rabbanu Shalom. Shenemar Bamo Eida Ki Roshena. When the Rabban Shem promised to marry Israel, he asked, how do I know? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Shehifrish b'nei Yodam Elikonis Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. Because he prevented people from coming Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, Shenemar, Tein Li HaNefesh V'Rechush Kach Loch. That when Melech Sodom told him, give me back my people, and you can keep the money, Avraham Avinu said, I'm not taking even a shoelace. But he didn't take the people. He gave them back too. And he should have been, brought them home and be makar of them, be machnis them tachas kanfei ashchina. Rashi. Shehifri zalmidosav, shehigdil lishal amidosav shalakadish baruchu, shenemra mamo eida. He questioned the Rabbanu Shalom, how do I know that they're going to get Eretz Yisrael? Tein li anefesh varachush kachloch, v'holohoyololasos kein shoyolo the gairim. He should have megair them, makar of them, and not giving them back to Melech Sodom. So the obvious question here is a few questions. First of all, if Avraham Avinu did something wrong, why should his children be punished? He should be punished. Secondly, Lechara, these weren't any Averas, right? But Mo'eda wasn't, he didn't question the Rabbanu Shem, how do I know? Rashi says there that his question was, what schus do they have to get Eretz Yisrael? And the Rabbanu Shem answered that. What schus? Schus HaKarbonos. So what was the chait? He wasn't questioning the Rabbanu Shlom. He wanted to know what schus Klal Yisrael had. And the fact that he was also in Gari B'Talmidei Chachamim, Lot's life was in danger. There was a terrible Chilul Hashem going on also. That Nimrod, Amrophel, captured Lot, who looked exactly like Avram, put him in a cage, gagged him, and said he captured Avram. And you see that his God is powerless to help him. And Lemaisa, so he had to go save Lot. So if you have pikuach nefesh, you stop learning. Right? Pikuach nefesh is docha learning too. So what was the problem? And he stopped them learning only for one night, 6 hours. That's all. So what was the problem? And thirdly, that he wasn't Megayer, these people. These are people of Sodom who, in the next parsha, are destroyed completely because there's no hope for them. So Avraham Avinu should have brought them home and endangered his whole life, his whole family. So if you want an answer to all of this, you can look it up in Festivals of Life. I think it's called Bondage and Redemption, what the purpose of Shibud Mitzrayim was and how will these things represent it. Okay. What? Festivals of Life. Which section? Bondage and Redemption before Pesach. Okay. Right. Okay. Now, since the Gemara mentioned that he made an angari of a Talmidei Chachamim, that he took the people learning in his home and he put them into the army for 6 hours, so now it's darshins those psukim. Vayorek es chanichov yulide beso. Rav Omer shorikam betorah. Right, that he, what's it called? He filled them up with Torah. Rashi shalimdom Torah ko adam shemerik mikli zelatol kli zelik. Somebody pours from one kli to another. He poured a lot of Torah into them. Kachu limdom Torah. That's vayorek es chanichov yulide beso. Avraham Avinu had filled these people with Torah. And now he took them out into the army. Shmuel Amar Shehurikam Bezov, that he, what's it called, he filled them up with money to tempt them to go and join him to fight against four kings who just destroyed five kings. Shehurikam Loshen Tzihuv, right, from the Loshen of Yorok, Shenemar v'avroseho b'yirak rak chorut. Shenosu lehem zov harbi. Get a lot of money to bribe them to follow him into an army of 318 people against the four empires. Shmona also shloshmios, 318. Omer v'ami baraba, Eliezer keneged kulam. Enochanami, there were 318, but Eliezer was equal to all of them. Right? Both as a Talmud, he was equal to them in the Torah, and also as a warrior. Ikad Amri Eliezer who, it was only Eliezer. The Chush b'nei Hochiyadi. Right? The Cheshvim of Eliezer is 318. Right? So it could be that, even though he had one person in his house learning Torah, but he had 300, he had them signed up as 318. That was the, he was the, and why? Because Eliezer was Gematria. So if you go give Gematria, it was, right, right. That was a Zohar, right, okay. Vomer Avami Baraba, Ben Gimel Shonim Hikar Avram is Boro. Avram Avinu was Makir the Rabban Shem at 3 years old. Shenemar Ekev Ashoshom Avram Bekoli. Chush B'nei, what's the Cheshbin of Ekev? Mea Veshivinu Train, 172. And how long did Avram Avinu live? 175. So, Ekel HaShoshoma, 172 years, he was Shoma Bekoli. That means that 3 years old already, he was Makir the Rabban Shalom. The Rambam says that there's different Midrashim. Here it's Mashma that 3 years old already he was Makir, and others say that at 40 years old, he was Makir the Rabban Shalom. But the Rambam says that he was Makir the Rabban Shalom at 3, and he was Yodeya Hashem or Yodas Hashem at 40. 37 years to go to the Madreg of really, really understanding. Okay. The Omer Rami Baraba, Hasotan Bechush B'nei Klas Mea V'Shisim V'Yarba. This Hasotan in Gematria is 364. The Omer Rami Baraba, Ksiv Awasakol. And we know from that that there's 365 days in a solar year. And therefore, one day, Rashi says, Shin Samach Dal Yomim Islay. Rashi before this. Yeah. Eliezer, who shoku keneged kulon. Eliezer, who chush b'neid. Eliezer, begamatri, shmona asher, shlosh meos. Shlohoya imo Eliezer, v'chluchud. He only had Eliezer, but he counted like 318 people. Mea v'shim v'tartim, the hochi mashma, ekev, kaminyan ekev. Shonim. 172 years. Shom Avram Bekoli. V'choshno sofa yukufayin hei. And he lived 175. So that means he was 3 years old when he started to listen to the Rabban Shalom. Alvin Shalosh Shonim Hikar is both. Shin Samach Dalid, Yomim Islay, Vimei Ashona Shin Samach Yomim. Even though that's a solar year, right? And a lunar year is about 11 days less than that. A regular lunar year. But since the Satan has to do with the sun, the Tachas HaShemesh, the solar year is the year of the Goyim, is the year of Olam Hazeh. The lunar year is Keneged Olam Haba. Right? In this world, it's smaller and it gets dimmer and brighter or whatever. But the solar year is constant. That represents Olam Hazeh, and the Satan is only in Olam Hazeh. Lasid Lavo, the Satan is going to be Shech. There's no purpose for a Yetzer Hara or a Satan Lasid Lavo. So the Satan has to do with a solar year, 365 days, and therefore, what's it called? Yom Kippur, one day the Satan doesn't have Shlita, which is on Yom Kippur. And they say that since it's HaSatan, really Satan is only 359. So there's really 5 days that the Satan doesn't have Shlita, and those are the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. The 4 days also, those count also as there's a minimal power of the Satan. The Omer Ami Baraba Ksiv Avram Ksiv Avraham. Betchila Himlicha Kodesh Baruch Hu Masayim V'Arboim Ushlosha Evarim. In the beginning, the Rabban Shalom was Mamlich Avram on 243 Evarim of the 248. Ulevesof Himlicha Masayim V'Arboim Ushmon Evarim. Eluhem. What was the extra five? Shtei Enayim. Person, it's very hard to control your eyes. If you close them, you don't see anything. If you open them, you see everything. So the Rabban Shalom gave Avram shlita over his eyes after he had this mila that he could pick what he wanted to see. He could be discerning in what he sees, even with his eyes open. The same thing with your ears. Either you close them completely or you open them completely. Avram was able to be molech on them, to rule them, and control them to hear what he wanted to hear, and what he didn't want to hear, he didn't hear. Verosh Hagviya, and the same thing goes with his Bris Mila. V'omer Rami Baraba, May Dechsiv, Ir Ketana V'Anoshim. It says in Koheles, there's a small city and a lot of people there, and there was an old foolish king, and one smart person came and saved them. Ir Ketana Zahaguf. Ir Ketana is referring to the body. V'Anoshim Bo Ma'at Elu Evorim. And the people in that body are the various limbs of the body. Uboile Melech Godol V'Sivbo. So a big king came and surrounded it, Zeyetzohara. Ubon Olem, it sold him v'charom, elu avonos. Now he built up around the city a lot of averus that the person did. Umotzabo ish miskein v'chochem, Zeyetzaratov. And in that city there was an ish miskein v'chochem, that's Zeyetzaratov. Umile to esair v'chochmoso, Zuchuvo maishim tovin. The Zeyetzaratov saved the city with his chachma, that's tshuva and maisim tovim. But Adam lo zocher is aisha miskein ahu, the b'shas yitzhara less than mitkar levi yitzhara tov. And nobody remembered the yitzhara tov. When a person has the yitzhara, he forgets completely about the yitzhara tov. Rashi elu himlicho hishlito elu hein shnei einayim la'achr shemol ha'yesholim b'chol evorev rosh hagviyahu ever. Okay, hachachma ta'oz lechachem me'asora shalitim. Chachma is gives strength to a person more than 10 rulers. Hachachma tals lechachem zutshuva meisim tovim. Me'asora shalitim, right, shtei enayim, shtei oznayim, shtei yodayim, shtei raglayim, v'rosh hagviyah v'peh. Those are the 10 shalitim, and the chachma gives strength to what's it called, to a person to be able to control these 10 shalitim. Omra asor shalitim Rashi shehein mo'ilin leguf yosher mi'asor shalitim. Right, chachma is better than all these 10 parts of the body. Omra b'zachari mishum Rabbi Shmuel bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lotzi kohuna mishem. The Rabban Shalom originally wanted to bring the kohuna from shame. Shenemar v'hu kohen le'elyon. Shame was Malki Tzedek. So the Rabban Shalom wanted, and he was a kohen. Who kohen le'elyon. The Rabban Shem wanted his children also to be Kohanim, and the Kohuna should come from him, and not necessarily from Avram. And even though Avram came from Shem, but the Tosva says that Shem was what's it called, was Avram was not from the Bechoros of Shem, so the Kohuna should have come from a different line of Shem, not from Avram. Others say that Ein Chanami, the Kohuna would have come from Avram too. But not because of Avram, but because of Shem. It would not have been Avram's chus, that Avram's children, but because they were Shem's children. Okay. But so the Rosh wanted to make Shem the Kohen, and the lines of Kohuna would come from him. Shenemar v'hu Kohen v'el elyon, kivin shehikdim birkas Avram v'birkas hamakom hotziya me'Avram. Right, l'maisa, since Melchizedek came, and he first blessed Avram before he blessed the Rabban Shalom, so he showed that he couldn't be a Kohen. So the Rabban Shalom brought the Kohuna from Avram Avinu. Shenemar vayivarcheu vayomer baruch Avram v'kel elyon konei shemayim v'aretz u'baruch kel elyon. Only after he was mevarech Avram was in mevarech kel elyon. Omer lo Avram, v'chi magdim en birchas eved v'birchas kohen. Avram said to him, right, how could you be mevarech me before you mevarech the Rabban Shalom? Miyad nitno l'Avram. Because of that, the Kohuna was taken away from Shem. He remained a Kohen, but his children didn't become Kohanim. And it was given to what's it called to Avram. Shenemar num Hashem la'adoni shev li'amini ad oshis oivecho hadom l'raglecho u'basreksi nishba Hashem v'lo yinochem ata kohen la'olam al divrosi Malki Tzedek al diburo shomu. Because of what Malki Tzedek said, you're going to be the Kohen. And who's Adoni? Adoni refers to Avram, who first called the Rabban Shalom Shem Hashem Aleph Daled Nun Yud. Behind the Chesiva, who Kohen Le'Elyon, who Kohen Dein Zaro Kohen. He's a Kohen, but his children did not become Kohanim. Rashi, Hotziya LeKohuna Al Diburo Shomaki Tzedek Nitla Mimenu HaKohuna. It was given to Avram, who's what's it called, Adoni. Right, Avram Avinu was called Adoni.